USA Radio News.
The special train continues carrying George H.W. Bush. People have been gathering by the thousands in small Texas towns to get a glimpse of the train. The train is continuing toward the Bush Library and Museum at Texas A&M University. At a funeral service today in Houston, former Secretary of State James Baker remembers his good friend, former President Bush 41.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
President Trump is offering his thoughts and prayers after a U.S. military aircraft collision off the coast of Japan. In a tweet today, President Trump thanked the American forces involved in the rescue. Five Marines remain missing after two military aircraft collided. A sixth Marine is dead and a seventh is said to be in fair condition. You're listening to USA Radio.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new study from the CDC says 60 million Americans are still being exposed to secondhand smoke. Folks who are the most likely to be at risk of being exposed include the elderly, people living in poverty, and children ages 3 to 11. An awards show that often previews the Oscars has named its nominees. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice, getting 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got 5, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Gymnastics files for bankruptcy protection as it attempts to recover from a sex abuse scandal. The organization has been dealing with the fallout since former USA Gymnastics coach Larry Nassar was convicted of sexual misconduct and sentenced to 175 years in prison in January. So far, there have been more than 100 lawsuits filed against the governing body by the more than 350 Nassar survivors. New York Times best-selling author and sports journalist Mike Lupica attempts to put into perspective this entire USA Gymnastics sex abuse scandal.
It's don't you think it's just one of the most shameful stories to ever come out of the world of sports? It is, to me, it is the sports version of the sexual abuse stories that we've heard of from the church over all these years. And the fact that this was going on to this extent with these monsters hiding in plain sight, it even makes it more shameful. I don't know how this story was contained in that world for as long as it was. These abusers are like cockroaches who have finally come into the light. And you know what, Tim? For all the people who say that journalism is dead in this country, well, this is another example where these stories being broken were for the public good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.